Well, it's very important that whatever the Brexit scenario, we have the unhindered supply of medicines to keep people safe. And I'm glad that we've reached this agreement with Eurotunnel, because it allows us to keep people safe, keep those contingency plans in place. And the contracts and the ferries that are going to be available are critical for our contingency plans. So it's a good thing that the agreement's been made today.
But we're 1 month before Brexit now, 4 weeks, £33 million of taxpayers' money spent. This isn't a good use of that money, is it?
Oh, it's a very, very important agreement that's been reached today, because it means that we can have confidence in our plans to ensure that the supply of medicines will continue unhindered, whatever the Brexit scenario. That, of course, is vitally important for patients right across the country, and the agreement that we've reached today will give us confidence that will happen.
But this should have happened anyway, without this £33 million having to be spent, surely?
Well, there's lots of different things that we need to do to ensure that whatever the Brexit scenario, people's ability to get their medicines will continue, so people can be safe and the NHS can protect everybody. The agreement that's reached today will help to deliver that, so I'm very glad that we've come to this conclusion.
The Labour Party is talking about serial failure and routine incompetence when it comes to Chris Grayling. And this is just one of many failures he's presided over. Is it time for him to resign?
No, this is a really important agreement that we've come to as a government as a whole. It's very important that whatever the Brexit scenario, we can have that unhindered supply of medicines. And I can't emphasise enough how important the agreement that we've reached today is, because it allows us to have confidence that we'll have that unhindered supply of medicines, which everybody wants to see.
What is there to stop other ferry companies or other transport providers saying, actually, we weren't invited to tender for this either, we would also like a bite of this cherry?
Well, the agreement that we've reached today allows us to ensure that we will have the capacity to bring in medicines and that the supply will be unhindered.
But what if somebody else came along and tried to do a similar legal challenge as Eurotunnel did?
Well, the legal basis for the agreement is solid, and the crucial thing about the agreement today is that it means that we can have the unhindered supply of medicines that everybody wants to see.